From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. 5 years ago, a new coral disease was found right off of downtown Miami. It has now spread through the Florida Reef Tract from Martin County down past Key West. WLRN's Nancy Klingener reports scientists are taking unprecedented measures to make sure some coral survives, at least in captivity.
Biologists who study coral reefs spend a lot of time underwater, checking on the health of corals, watching the progress of coral bleaching and diseases, and hoping for recovery. But right now in the Florida Keys, some biologists are taking chisels into the water to remove colonies of coral.
It hurts, yeah.
Nate Birkebile works for the State Fish and Wildlife Agency.
But it also feels good because now we know that we're trying to save the reef as much as we can.
Birkebile is on the front lines of the Coral Rescue Project. He's helping to collect thousands of individual coral colonies that are in the path of stony coral tissue loss disease and in danger of being wiped out. The disease affects the hard corals, like brain and star coral, literally the foundation of the reef. The reefs in Florida have been getting hit with diseases for decades. But Rob Ruzica says this disease, it's on a whole different level.
When the disease passes through an area, those species of corals, we're losing 95% of them.
Ruzica is a state biologist, one of the people in charge of the Coral Rescue Project. With such a high mortality rate, the scientists were watching the reefs disappear. And unlike with coral bleaching, there wasn't even a partial recovery.
It literally was equivalent to a forest fire.
The scientists started thinking about the rescue project last year, after the disease jumped the gap between the middle and lower keys. That's the span crossed by the 7 Mile Bridge. About a year ago, it showed up at one of the most iconic reefs in the Keys.
Once it reached Lou Key, it was a real turning point.
The scientists started talking about collecting the coral that was still healthy and doing it on a scale that's never been attempted before anywhere in the world.
It was really the only way to guarantee that there would be some survivors left.
They're having to move fast. Early this year, the disease reached the reefs off Key West, so they have to collect ahead of the disease line in areas like the Marquesas and the Tortugas. The corals will wind up at labs and aquariums around Florida and from New Jersey to Iowa to Texas.
And these are some leftover guys that were from the latest collection that we had.
But their first stop on land is here at the Keys Marine Lab on Long Key.
The Pseudodeporia strigosa is it's a type of brain coral.
And then I believe the Marine Lab is where Birkebile and Alan Anderson make sure the corals stay healthy.
So my position is actually titled Coral Caretaker.
Yeah.
That means feeding the coral, cleaning the tanks, and checking the water is clean and the right temperature. And also making sure they get along. Corals are animals.
Some species are way more high maintenance than others.
We're learning which corals are finicky. And in an aquarium, some corals, you know, they're just not good neighbors to one another. They will actually take their tentacle and actually slap the other individual.
Slapping isn't the only sign of a cranky coral. Some of them turn pale and lose their color when they're stressed out, like in coral bleaching. Besides making sure some corals survive the disease, the project's other aim is to breed them in captivity, so that eventually, if the disease burns out, the new baby corals can be transplanted to repopulate the reef. Ruzica says with all the challenges facing corals, a rescue plan to preserve a gene bank was overdue.
We are scientists, so we're used to measuring things, documenting how they're doing. But the actual removal process and then putting them into captivity and then driving these corals around the state of Florida is all very new to us.
Even though the project is focused now on collecting healthy corals while they can, they recently got a head start on the next step. Some of the rescued corals at the Florida Aquarium in Apollo Beach have already started to reproduce. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.
And you can see photos of the coral affected by the disease, as well as some of those that have been rescued, at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.